how may we have eternal life?
Then the Lord answered, you search eternal life in the scripts, but you don't come to me. It's actually the same thing. If we search the love from the world or from ourselves, but we don't come to the Lord, then we will never find this love.
Right.
It's the same principle. We will never find eternal life, or we will never find the love. And then, I would like to go to the next Roman numeral. Why is a new commandment then? It's old commandment, and then why is a new commandment? It's because this commandment can be fresh all the time. Or say, we can experience this commandment freshly every time in different situations. Then this commandment will shine a light in specific situation, so that this commandment become a new commandment to us. Actually, this is not one-time commandment. This should be every day's commandment. Every day, when we experience Lord's love, all of the love, we have something to our brother or sisters. I don't know, this morning I was praying with the Lord, how to love one brother and how to love one another saint. You know, by our natural love, maybe we use the wrong way. But the Lord, He will refresh us. He will always give us some words, some feeling, that how should we love this brother? Maybe bring him to a dinner, buy him a coffee, have a short conversation with him, or simply just text him. You never know. This commandment is new.
Amen.
It's every day.
Amen.
We need to come to the Lord and ask Him how to love one another.
Amen.
This is the new commandment.
Amen.
And then this loving one another has a goal, right? We have read that. It's for building up the body. Actually, love builds. Love builds one another. Love builds the body of Christ. So this is the issue. This is the end goal, that we have organic building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
That's the last Roman numeral, right? I will just read it. The church life, or the organic building up of the body of Christ, is a life of brotherly love. So there are many, many details saints can share that your enjoyment through the week. But this is our goal, and this is the Lord's goal, that we can really have this genuine love with the Lord, so that we can experience Lord's love every day.
Amen.
And with this love will be our power, or be our resource, so that we can love one another. And we love one another not by a religious way. It's a living way. It's God's new commandment every day.
Amen.
You should go to visit your brother. This is my commandment for today.
Amen.
This is your new commandment. And with this love, I hope all the saints can be built up.
Amen.
And we can have this kind of environment that we all experience Lord's love, and so that we can love one another.
Amen.
And this will make our God happy, and this will bring our Lord's back.
Amen. Amen.
Maybe we start from 3 minutes each.
Praise the Lord, I'm going to share. This week is just saying love one another. So I first want to say thank God. Today's our congregation, our average age actually is reasonably low. I just read a news. And the news saying it's once a big Catholic country, island. Some churches could not hold anymore. It's because the younger generation, they did not go to church anymore. So some churches, I read it, if I'm right, like one of church has to be, like, did not demolish it. So having said that, is on the same country, actually, the two groups of people are, and one big church is from Romania. Because those people underwent like severe treatment, so they somehow they value the value of God, the God's love, right? So yeah, they had a big church. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is, I am happy to see the young people, the young working saints, the students, they are pursuing the Lord in their lives.
Amen.
Although they are not so easy. Being young, they try to find themselves, right? Because I think one of the big things actually you need to find yourself and accept yourself, and then you kind of going up. It takes some time, because I would say, like for myself, when I grew up, I just say that took time. Maybe other people quicker, but for me it takes some time for me to know myself, accept myself, and find myself. But in short, God's love is big, right? No matter what we went through, some are very smoothly in their youth time, some are more like up and down. Some we cannot choose. I never say, I do not pursue trouble. But when trouble comes, it sometimes there's no choice, right? So, but no matter what, God's love is higher than that.
Amen.
And we just need to pursue the Lord, and the Lord will lead us.
Amen.
So I'm encouraged by the all the younger generation.
Amen.
Amen.
Says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. So this is actually the Lord's departing word to his disciples before he went to the cross, that they would love one another. And it's like he's saying to them, I can't be with you in person anymore, but you still have each other. So he wanted us to love one another. Then he gave his disciples the example himself of loving them and washing their feet. So in my experience, I feel that to love one another as the Lord has loved us involves two things, forgiveness and prayer. We're all sinners. We always fall short or we overstep and we offend one another a lot of times even without knowing it. So to keep loving one another, we really have to be ready to forgive one another.
Amen.
Otherwise, there's no way for us to go on. And then the second thing is to pray for one another. Actually, as we pray for one another, in my experience, I have to lay aside my natural affection. And then as I pray for whichever person, I really touch the Lord's heart and his affections for that person. And so let us forgive and pray for one another, loving one another as the Lord has loved us.
Amen.
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 Amen. I'm very touched by Day. Regarding the Matthew 16:24-25, so regarding delight ourselves and take after his cause to lose our soul life. So I think that mentioned the delight is not only for the right thing, it's not only delight the wrong thing, but also it's including the right thing. It means the correct one. So it means we need to control the whatever we want to do something, but only by our own wish. But we still need God's calling or God's will. So in Genesis mentioned, after Moses become applied minister, actually he has the ability and power to meet his father anytime in Egypt. But however, Moses just give up his own wish. He's still waiting for until God's calling, God can hear God's voice. So he delayed half a year to let his brothers to pick up his father to back to Egypt. So for today, come to our daily living. So actually, we everybody has the responsibility to take good care for our job and our family member. But this is it's a right thing. But actually, we want to have a pressure, all the pressure to our family member, or make all the effort to our currently job. But we still have the person, the God's person with us, to do anything. This is very important. We try to do a good man, but as a human being, it's very, very difficult to be a good man. God just let us to be a God man. Amen. But if we become a God man, in the meanwhile, it just to be a good man. So that's if we are to follow the law, we must know how to walk, live, and do things in the spirit. So to come to the God, we need to come to His words first, and then we turn to His spirit. Man's happiness and entertainment must be God Himself, and this is not an objective God, but a subjective God. To take God in and to leave God out is man's joy. Amen.
Amen.
Renews it in their daily walk continually. It is true also in the believer, since they not only have received it once for all, but also are enlightened and refreshed by it repeatedly. And I just appreciate it. I am so appreciative that we have the divine life with it. And as we contact this divine life, the issue of that is the divine love with which we can love one another. Amen. And so it's a new commandment, because day by day we can contact the Lord, and as we contact Him, He becomes the love with which we love one another. And it's a refreshing, it's an enlightening, and so that's why the darkness is passing away and the true light is shining. And so, anyways, but this week was a little bit difficult for me, and I just realized, if I don't come to the Word, I have no love for anybody. I don't have love for my children, I don't have love for my husband, forget the brothers and sisters, I have nothing. The only person I love and want to take care of is myself. But He has given us a new commandment, right? And so actually, as we contact the Lord and the living Word, He gives us that new heart, that new spirit, and then we have something. Because it's not from us, it's from the Lord, and it's in His living Word.
Amen.
So this week, our small group were reading the book of The Economy of God, and we learned that the soul, it consists of the mind, the will, and the emotion. And my, praise the Lord that we have the mind to know Him, the will to pursue Him, and the emotion to love Him. And this week, I also read the life study messages of, the messages of life study of Nehemiah. And, it talks about the recovery and reconstitution of the, of Jerusalem. When the people of Jerusalem, they came back to rebuild, Jerusalem, after they rebuild Jerusalem, they need to do kind of a lottery to decide who will need to live inside Jerusalem, because at that time Jerusalem was a very dangerous place. It was in constant threat of invasion, and people of Jerusalem they need to do a lottery to decide like 1/10 of the population will need to move to Jerusalem to live there. And actually, there was also someone who volunteered to live in Jerusalem. And those people who volunteered to live in Jerusalem were blessed by all the people. And right in modern days, it also says that in modern day, the people who volunteer to go full time were blessed by other people. And when I read that message, I was touched, and it reminds me of other brother who volunteered to go full time to serve the law and to serve the ministry, and praise the Lord that they have the mind, the will, and the emotion to decide to go full time. Yeah, definitely, it was not an easy option. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This week I've been a couple of different things, and so I've been just enjoying this word. When the Lord gives us the commandment, there is a life supply, and then we should not try to naturally fulfill this word, but that the more we enjoy Him, the more this comes out. This is love for the faith. So I've been reading Fact, Faith, and Experience, and it's been a very sweet but somewhat exposing word. I think on one part, the burden is that, especially for, I want to say for myself, who have heard a certain amount of truth, I think there's the risk of falling into imitation, or like to borrow someone else's spiritual experience and pretend or think that it is my own, but not actually have that experience. I think that was a sobering word just to consider, even in this learning to love one another, if this is imitating what someone else is doing, or if this is coming out of the genuine enjoyment of the Lord. We had a Bible study time with some of the students yesterday. They're also getting into 1 Timothy, and the question that we had for the students that was for our sharing was, what is the mystery of godliness? I think that also falls into this line of, how can we as humans learn to be godly? And so I think we also got into, like, this is not a matter of imitation, but because God's life is in us and He is dispensing Himself into us, that eventually is how we can be godly, not as someone to be worshipped, but we would have God's life and nature. So again, one more time, it is just, this is not something that we're trying to strive on our own, to try to love the saints on our own. As Esther had mentioned, there's no way I think that we can do it in our own capacity. But as we continue to learn how to enjoy the Lord in a sweet and personal way, then eventually, there was a phrase here that I really enjoyed. Give me a second. Eventually the fibers of our being will be constituted of the loving essence of God. This means that the divine love becomes us, then spontaneously love others. Amen.
I just share one small thing, because there's also, we have Middle Ages, right? I want to share, it's a couple of years ago, I heard a Christian radio mention, they ask one question for the parents, because parents, it takes a lot of parenting, right? We know that. But with the younger generation, there's no offense, not talking, just parenting is actually a lot of things involved. The man asked questions, so if you pick the most important, one thing, most important thing in your parenting, what you will pick? So that's the question to all. So yeah, so I may raise the same question to all the parents here, or you know, all the senior people here. So there's one question. How are you gonna answer it? Right? So yeah, I'll provide the answer, maybe later. But I just wanted to see, because you know, with all these things happening, all the, you know, I just want to say, when I look at history, actually, you know, history-wise, a lot of time the younger generation face different situation than us, right? Like for me, I try to see the, right now, this younger generation, they are in the E-age, a lot of E-stuff, like electronic, iPhone, there's a lot of e-stuff. So they are very different from us. And then I was thinking to my parents. Like my parents, when I was young, I just speak of China. A lot of young people want to go abroad. But a lot of parents are not so used to it, right? They're not so used to their children just leave their own country and then go abroad. So also it's a very, very big change. Yeah. Okay, anyway, so I just see that the answer is, prepare for the answer. The answer is, you're gonna say every child has something they do right. That means something God gave them some gift. So then you should tell them. You should see them and tell them. And I personally think that's a very good answer. So we need to see, every our children is God gave them some gift. We should see it. And we should tell them, you know, and we should encourage them. And indeed, the gift God give them will grow, will mature, will return to serve the Lord. And as a parent, I think that's the most important thing we need to cultivate. And we should believe God. And God will honor us, and our children will be God's vessel. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, this week has been very emphasized on love, 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 right? A lot of love.
Right? Yes.
And but really, one day I asked one brother, an elder in New York, what is that really keep us together, brother? Actually, he asked me that question, and I said, love.
Yes.
He said, no.
No.
The Spirit. Right? The Spirit. And I didn't understand well when I just started coming to the ministry in New York. But one thing that, no, when I had two little dogs, right, at home, and I see them loving so much each other. When I separate one for about a couple of hours, 2 hours, the other one will not eat. The whole 2 hours crying. They have a soul. They don't have a spirit. My daughter said, I wish the Christians, brothers, would love each other like that. You know, she made that comparison. No, but they don't have a spirit. They use, you know. But look at what he said here. In 2 Timothy chapter 3. But know this, that in the last day, difficult time will come. We live in a difficult time now. For men will be lovers of self.
Right.
I think we love ourselves a lot too much. Lovers of money, boasts, arrogant, and all of that. But he says another thing that he says, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. This is what we're living right now in these days. You see, when God created man, he put all the virtues, love, patience, compassion, everything from God is in us, but in a natural way. Remember Zechariah says God gave man a human spirit. Right? So we have all these virtues from God with the potential to reach the highest divine, you know, virtues. So we need to really realize that in Greek, in many other languages, love have many different meanings, right? Philia, eros, and agape. The other one is torch. And what does that mean? In 3 John 3:16, what kind of love is that one? We say, so for God loves the world. Now that love is the agape love. This agape love is the one that we receive when we born again, when we accept the Lord. Right? Before that, we were with a natural love, which is called like a philia love, which is not bad. But this philia love is mingled now with the divine love. That's why it's called the brother, the Philadelphia, Church of Philadelphia. But we really need to realize that with our natural love, which is conditional, we always going to fall. If everybody married, you know, very fell in love, and so many, I think it's the United States, one of the biggest divorce countries in the world, right? It's so many divorces here in America. Because everybody fell in love, they got married very happy in love, but then 1 year, 2 years, they get divorced. Or sometimes the parents, the kids, I have students that really have problem with their parents. I have many students that say, I hate my father. I said, really? Oh my goodness. So I try to share with them the word. But we really need to really see that the agape love in us that the Lord gave us when we were believing to Him is the one we need to cultivate. How? We pray and read in the Word every morning. When we eat every morning, all day long we call His name. So this agape love is being, you know, it's growing more and more in us. Because He's God Himself, Christ Himself. So we need to really ask the Lord, give me more. So, but we need to pray and read the Word every morning. You know, so this agape love will be really saturated in us. You know. So praise the Lord for this message because it really touches, open our eyes and realize that we need to love everyone, each other with the agape love. Amen.
I really agree our sister sharing earlier. In our nature man, we actually love ourselves only. Even we have a little bit love for our children, our spouse, it's really, really limited. if live this love towards others, you know, actually against our loving ourselves, we will just give away. We're not be able to love others because we love ourselves most. But the Lord really have a commandment, right? And they said we need to love one another. And he said, if you have love for one another, all men know that you are my disciple. But we really don't have that love. And but our sister said very, very good. The Lord's word have a supply, right? It's not that his commandment, not just an injunction. He actually supplies his word. And this week, young people are pursuing Exodus 23. And their view, statutes, I think it's very interesting. I'll read to you. 23 verse 4, it said, if you come upon your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him. And then, if you see the donkeys of one who hates you lying down under his burden, its burden, you shall refrain from leaving it to him. You shall surely release it to him. So, loving, not we know the Ten Commandments is about mainly two things: loving the Lord and loving your neighbor as loving yourself. But all the statutes are actually the detail, a very practical aspect of these two great commandments: loving the Lord and loving one another, loving your neighbor. And your neighbor here, including your enemy and who hates you, and how you can love me. And really, I think that, you know, we need to also realize this divine love in our church life. Not let alone our enemy, you know, whether we can love one another in this very practical church life. When we see someone bearing the burden, serving this or that, right, will we provide our help? Or we were high in our nature, man. We feel, if I help him, I will sacrifice my time, my energy, anything else, everything, right? So I think the church life provide us this opportunity to really turn to the Lord to receive his divine life, that we can love one another in a very practical way.
Amen.
And I think this the whole message, the morning revival, really have this very important burden, is to perfect us in his love, in this divine love. May we all open to him, allow him to perfect us in a very practical way.
Amen.
Amen.
I was really encouraged by this word, love. At first, I think the love is very abstract. What is love? And basically, sometimes when we are, you know, busy, it's hard for us to feel the love because everybody is so rushed, so busy. But today, I just, you know, go to the 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This part is very famous. Almost everybody can even, you know, recite it. But I look at it again, and today I really, you know, shocked by this definition, because I found out that the beginning and the ending of the love is, the beginning is love suffers love, and the ending is endures all things. So what is love? Love is not like, okay, I love my children, I want to give them the best. We think that is a love. But actually, sometimes, you know, we really don't have long-suffering. How sometimes some situation make us very frustrated, and we feel we have so lack of this love. But today, I read this definition again. I'm really shocked by this definition, because it starts with suffered love, and it ended with endure all things. So this is the definition of love. The love is not something you think, you know, you can provide. But you have to, you know, to suffer long, to endure it, to wait. And this is definitely, it's not from us, because from our human being, even our own children, they don't have this, you know, suffer long or endure all things. We can maybe suffer a little bit. We can endure something, but not all things. This love definitely from God, because only God can do this.
Yeah.
So when I read this definition, I really, you know, encouraged by it. It's not from us. We don't need to, you know, try. I think we will fail, definitely. So the thing is, we really, really need to spend more time with the Lord. And during our situation, we really need to turn to the Lord, because anything else can save us, only Lord. So we really need to learn, look away onto Jesus.
Yes.
Even the things, you know, around
Amen.
Us, we can see it, because we have to look away. Otherwise, when we see it, we will fail. We need to look to Jesus, and also we need to get this supply also from our brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. So, recently some of the students have been talking a lot about these things called love languages. So, there's like different kinds of like love languages. They're categorized very neatly. It's like acts of service. You do nice things for each other. Or, quality time. You spend good time together. So these are different ways that people express their love. These are preferred ways. But actually, I was appreciating from these opening that actually, you know, with the law, the commandment, you know, the new commandment of love, let me open the verse, the new commandment in 1 John 2:8, right? That we have our own ways of wanting to express love to other saints. And sometimes this is not the right way. What I really appreciate is that the Lord's love, God's love, is all-fitting and all-encompassing. And I just remember back in the training, one thing that we talked about when we were taking care of young people or children, is that we have kind of to be like glue. We have to meet them exactly where they're at, right? Mm-hmm. We just slide in, and we just do whatever they want, or act however they, whatever they need to be ministered to. That's the kind of love we need to have. Mm-hmm. I was having a call with a companion last night, and I was kind of just asking him, like, why are you still in the church life? Like, he had some pretty rough experiences, and a lot of his companions, when he was growing up, left. And I think one thing he says is that a lot of them felt like they weren't really loved. They didn't feel like that they were shepherded or cared for. But someone took care of him. And, you know, me and him had a lot of discussions about this. And this isn't the first time he said something like that. But for some reason, it really struck with me, especially that time, that especially if we care for the building up and the going on of the church, right? And if this is something that we love, if we love this church, then we need to be those who meet every single member of the body exactly where they're at. And so this goes into our service for the younger ones as well. Our service for the new ones, right?
Amen.
We have to be flexible. But we have to, above all, have... People want a love that is unconditional, right? But where does this unconditional love come from? Because we're all short. The answer is that there is a God abiding in us who is the love that we have that we can use to minister to others. And so I guess I just really appreciated that. Actually, if we want to keep younger ones in the church life, if we want to build up the going on, you know, as Brother Richard was saying, you know, so many people are just not going to church. And that's because I feel like maybe they're not being loved. So I think, I guess what I'm really trying to say is that I think we often have our own ways of wanting to love people, right?
Amen.
The same way that sometimes my mom has a certain way of loving me that, well, honestly just offend me, right? Which isn't to say that I'm in the right. Probably I'm just a bad son, right? She wants to love me in a certain way, and it honestly sometimes drives me a little bit away.
Yeah.
In the same way as spiritual, as companions, as friends, as spiritual parents even, we have to be those who are flexible and all-encompassing, so that, you know, we really operate by the spirit of life, and we don't try to shoehorn our idea of love into someone else, but we just
Amen.
We love them as the Lord would.
Yeah.
Going to their houses to eat with them, or I don't know, washing their feet. Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. In the past few weeks, we all focused on this word love. Just don't be tired. I mean, with the word said, 1 Corinthians 13:8 says what? Love never fails away.
Amen.
Some other translations says, love never ends. In day four, when we read that morning with a sister, we had like 80 minutes of morning revival on this day, which is, we have lots of fellowship. We ask each other why here 1 John 4:11-12 says, beloved, if God has loved us in this way, we also ought to love one another. No one has beheld God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, not over yet, comma, and his love is perfected in us.
Amen.
God's love is so wonderful and perfect. Why need to be perfected in us? So that's our mainly conversation and fellowship. Our love is so different than God's love. If we experience the love of God, we shall have a deeper realization that our natural love is one thing and God's love is another. It's so different because our natural love can be tested if we are offended, like Peter just said. Because sometimes the parents' love, yeah, this sister, her parents not saved yet, but you know, she said, well, I need to tell you something really great, but I don't want to tell my parents because I'm afraid their love is kind of, you know, like hurting me, or this, she cannot tolerate that kind of relationship, you know, based on those many, many conversations. When I heard that, my heart feels like trembling and full of fear, because I don't know if my love to her is from me, myself, natural way, or mainly mixed, I can say. You know, I don't try to figure out, oh, how many percent is it God's love and how many percent is from my natural being. But over there, through the fellowship, we watched one another through the word in this message. It's particular in 1 John chapter 2. It says so many things. That's the only place the Apostle John mentioned about the anointing, the Spirit. Because and when he writes to the three different a group of people, he said to the older ones, like, you know, because. But if we, when we keep the Lord's word and receive his supply, the love of God will be perfected within us. God's love needs to be perfected. This is also a building up of the body. This means that as we receive the supply of the Lord's word, the love of God becomes our enjoyment. And this enjoyment is in a love for God and the brothers. I just encourage one another with the sisters. Yes, we need to move on and use this divine love to love back to the parents, because it's a reflection to my family life too, you know. The relationship, you know, in the church life, in family life, matters are moving on. So we need to be encouraged. Amen. Like Steve shared in the beginning, to experience this commandment being renewed in love every day, in every moment and every matter to every person, every time may be different, but praise the Lord for this new commandment.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the new commandment. I very much enjoy Saints sharing. I think I just feel like, you know, yes, it is true that this is the old and new commandments, right? Old commandments, which the Lord has already been spoken, even in the Old Testament, right? Like Brother B shared. It is a new commandment. It is always new. It's daily we can enjoy it, right? Moment by moment as we touch these. But this week, actually, I also feel like, you know, the Lord says, right? I mean, we all know that in the Old Testament, you know, we have these Ten Commandments and statutes and ordinances, right? And also the Lord comes and he said, like, you know, I mean, the Pharisees asking, right, this question, you know, what is the most important, right? And the Lord gives, you know, first is loving God, right, with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, right? You know, in some places also say all your might, all your strength. And then also love your neighbor as yourself. But sometimes it'll, I mean, I'm actually looking at the other way around. Now, the Old Testament, right, you know, the consummation of the all these, it's so big, right? There are so many details. All of these actually consummated into these two. So today, for all Christians, we're so familiar with these two. But just as the saints have shared early on, I also was considering this, how can we really live out in a more practical and detailed way and not just taking these as abstract terms? So I just feel like this week, and actually, you know, with all the saints sharing, I just feel like the Spirit just speaks to me. I feel like I need to go back to the Old Testament and read all the detailed statutes and ordinances. I mean, I came up a few towards, you know, in my mind, I just feel like, yeah, the Lord just so loved us, right? I mean, sometimes we don't know, I mean, we, you know, for even for the Israelites, they don't know. Like, it just feel like, you know, it feel like it's an injunction or kind of like a demand, just kind of like a requirement. But if you really think detail about it, right, you know, consider more about it, all these ordinances, all the laws is actually, is really God loving them, right? You know, just for example, like even the, some of the detail, let's say, regarding the eating and drinking, right? The Lord really loves them. You should not, you know, drink blood, let's say, right? Eat blood. I mean, of course, nowadays we know the blood is not clean. It's actually a lot of, you know, you're going to actually have a lot of trouble if you're, you know, health-wise, if you're, I mean, in some culture they do eat those things, but not all the time, right? So, you know, just for example, right? You know, of course, even these Ten Commandments, right? The first four is toward God, and the last six was toward man. All of these is to maintain a good fellowship with God and a good fellowship with all the saints, right? With all the, let's say, at that time was all the Israelites. If you don't obey these, or if you don't follow these, you're not going to have a very good, even the society will break down. You would not have, not even talking about the good testament, right? You know, testimony. So, anyways, I just feel like, you know, yes, you know, the ten, you know, all these, you know, we need to loving one another. But on the other hand, I think we also need to really loving one another in a very detailed, practical way.
Right? Amen.
So we're not just talking about it. We can actually really live out Christ, right? This all loving God. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I really enjoyed day four. Yeah, just like to echo everyone sharing, where it talks about, like, in order to love, like, the brothers and sisters, through God's love, we need to first receive, to supply the Lord's word. Then the love of God becomes our enjoyment, and this enjoyment issues in a love for God and the brothers and sisters. Yeah, and I just, like, it just reminded me of, like, my personal experience where, like, I feel like I've heard this a lot in the past, like, you know, in a church life where people talk about it. But I used to not really understand, like, how, like, what it actually was, because my love was my natural love. And I only was able to love maybe myself and people who were related to me or associated with me in some kind of way. But the more I came back into church life throughout college, you know, the more I received the supply of the Lord's word, and I realized how the love of God became my enjoyment. And this kind of spontaneously, I kind of just eventually, for no reason, started to really love the brothers and sisters. This matter was a very objective matter to me, but over time it became more and more subjective. I live 30 minutes from here, so every time I come to the meetings here, I drive 30 minutes. But I can really attest that the reason why I do that is because I feel really supplied and nourished when I'm around all the body members. I just really also enjoy, like, how the verse in day 5, 1 John 3:14, it says, "We know we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers."
Amen.
So, really praise the Lord that we have passed out of death into life because
Amen.
We love all the body members.
Amen.
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 I was very touched by this week's message. So, John 13:34, he says that a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And then 35, it says that by this, show all men know that you are my disciples. So in other words, you know, this love, actually people can see.
Yeah.
So it's not like, okay, I love you, or, you know, I love you in the book, or, you know, in my spirit. It is actually the kind of love that people can see. I was very, very touched in the message. I think brother shared that, you know, I actually did not notice that. Actually, in John 13, verse 2, it mentioned about Judas. So I think it's interesting that, you know, actually washing the feet, right, Judas was also included. So in the message, brother said that, you know, if it is me, I would never want to wash, you know, my enemy's feet. But I think that the Lord really showed us a picture, what the real love is, right? And Kyle mentioned about Exodus 23. We had a very sweet young people meeting yesterday, basically, you know, talking about, you know, you need to love your enemy. And also this past Friday we talked about Jonah, right? So I think in the Bible there are so many examples to show us. And I was very touched that, you know, actually if we are not in the spirit, we actually cannot love one another.
Right.
And I just say, you know, in this room, we are not talking about, oh, you know, like our friends or whatever. Just in this room, do we think that we love everyone? I think that maybe we have some stories, maybe we experience some offenses. Really, I think, you know, a lot of times I think that, you know, to forget about one offense or, you know, several offenses, it really takes time. But I think that the Lord has mercy on us.
Yes.
We really need to go before the Lord, pray to the Lord that, you know, He has the mercy on us, that we can forgive one another.
Yes.
And we can have, you know, we can enjoy the church life together.
Amen.
I'm going to follow Sister Pam's testimony, also Sister Susan. You know, there is something that we all know. It doesn't come out of us, you know, this love of God.
Yes.
It comes out of Christ. And the more we enjoy the Lord in our spirit, the more this love spontaneously.
Yep.
You don't manufacture it. You don't think about it.
Yep.
It's spontaneous. It just
yeah.
comes out. And there is this aspect, and that it was brought up by Sister Susan and also by Sister Peng. You know, you have to put aside your natural affection, your natural life. And I was, in going through Exodus, I'm listening to Brother Lee sharing in Exodus training. And in going to the Exodus training, there is this aspect about experiencing the cross, experiencing the death of Christ. And because of his sharing, I went back to look at the three verses in the gospel where the Lord specifically said, and I will read one incident where he says it in Matthew 16:24-25. He says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever wants to save his soul life shall lose it, but whoever loses the soul life for my sake shall find it."
Yeah.
And this matter about putting aside your natural life, your soul life, your natural affection, is the matter of exercising the spirit. And in the exercise of spirit, we experience the crucified Christ so that we can experience the resurrected Christ. And the love of God comes out in the resurrected Christ.
Amen.
But without the crucified Christ, we can never experience the resurrected Christ.
Amen.
You see this in the Lord's pattern. Crucifixion first, then resurrection. And so the two sisters, Sister Susan, and then there's just a big amen. Also also the brothers have shared in my spirit. Yes, Lord, I need to keep exercising my spirit, experience you, to deny my soul life, everything natural, and then spontaneously experience your resurrected love for all the brothers and sisters spontaneously.
Amen. So I'll conclude briefly. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'll just read this title once again. I think this message this week was really sweet. The Lord's new commandment given to us, that we love one another.
Amen.
Amen. And I'll just read Roman numeral 1 again. It says, in John 13, after the Lord Jesus washed his disciples' feet to show them that he loved them to the uttermost, he charged them to do the same to one another in love. Then he said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you.
Amen.
That you love, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Amen. I think this is really something that is on the Lord's heart.
Amen.
The matter of our love for one another. Right? And this is really something that he instructed us to do. So, in this matter of loving one another, we don't have a choice. The Lord says, love one another.
Amen.
And then by this, all men will know that you are my disciples. So, I think we know that God is love. And then, you know, if we're, you know, if we want to please the Lord, we will take heed to this word, right? We will try to love one another. But I think in all of our experience, our trying to love one another, it can be something that is done in ourselves. But I was touched this week that actually the Lord has the supply.
Amen.
So on our part, we need to be the ones who are experiencing the Lord and enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
Right? Experiencing this divine life. And then what happens is, out of our enjoyment of the Lord, there is a spontaneous issue. Right? This issue is loving one another.
Amen.
Amen.
And so this makes it effortless, right? All we have to do is enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
Right? The brothers, again and again, they share about morning revival, spending time with the Lord.
Amen.
Right? All of these things cannot be overlooked.
Amen.
Right? Because it has direct impact even on our living. If we're enjoying the Lord, then we will be loving one another. If we're enjoying His Word, spending time with the Lord, then that issue would be the fulfillment of the Lord's Word. We would love one another. And so there's some verses that I enjoyed this week. This is 1 John 4:11-12. I'll read it. Beloved, if God has loved us in this way, we also ought to love one another. No one has beheld God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us.
Amen.
And His love is perfected in us.
Yes.
So we know from Romans 5 that the love of God has been poured out.
Amen.
Into our hearts.
Amen.
Through His Spirit. But God is expecting that this love would be perfected in us.
Amen.
Right? God's love in Himself is perfect. But consider consider our situation. What is my situation? Is the love of God perfected in me? This is what the Lord wants.
Amen.
Right? The more we enjoy Him, this has to do with our enjoyment. The more we enjoy the Lord, the more this love will be perfected in us.
Amen.
Right? And I really enjoy this phrase. No one has beheld God at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us.
Amen.
This means that even our matter of of loving God and loving one another, people will be able to see God.
Right.
God would be manifest.
Right.
No one has ever beheld God, but when we love God and we love one another, then God is expressed.
Amen.
God is manifested.
Amen.
Amen. And then from the same chapter, two more verses that I enjoyed. And this has love been perfected with us, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because even as He is, so also are we in this world. The life that Christ lived was in this world was a life of God as love. And He's expecting us to live the same life.
Amen.
And so, all of us will stand before the Lord one day and will be judged by Him.
Yes.
But did you know that you can have a boldness?
Amen.
When you reach the throne and you stand face to face with the Lord, you could stand there with boldness.
Amen.
But how can you stand there with boldness? Right? It says it here that this love has been perfected in us.
Amen.
If we're loving the brothers, then we know that there's no offense between us and God. Right? We can have the boldness to stand before the Lord.
Yes.
This loving one another is really so practical, to the point that it casts out the fear of judgment.
Amen.
Right? We will not be fearful that in the day that we meet the Lord.
Amen.
And so I want to end off in this way. I think it was shared in day five that, you know, the issue of our fellowship and our enjoyment of the Lord is the spontaneous love for one another. So if we're, like I mentioned, if we're those who are contacting the Lord, then we would not go the whole day without reaching out to someone, right? Without contacting one of the brothers and sisters. So this is something that I want to ask all of us here today. How are we in our contact, in our fellowship with the saints throughout the week? And this is something really related to our loving one another.
Amen.
If we're enjoying the Lord, then there's an issue. You know, our hearts would just be filled with God as love. And we just want to take care of people. You know, we just want to go visit people. We want to serve in the church. The brothers wouldn't have to ask us to serve, right? We would just be there presenting ourselves.
Amen.
Actually, we would go to the brothers. We'd say, brothers, is there anything that I could do? Is there any young people service, any children's service that I can join? And so this matter of our enjoyment, we really need to take it seriously.
Amen.
Because it has everything to do with our church life. You enjoy the Lord, then you have the reality of the church life. And I appreciate that the definition of the church life is just brotherly love.
Amen.
Right? This is a new definition.
Yes.
We're here taking care of one another, right? Bearing one another in love, bearing one another's burdens, right? Entering into something genuine, something real that all men are seeking after. Right? Every man is seeking after this life and love and mutuality.
Amen.
And so we have this. We can enter into it.
Amen.
But all we need to do is receive, right? Receive the supply from the Lord.
Amen.
And then spontaneously we will be brought into this life of love,
Amen.
Into this church life of brotherly love.
Amen.
So I'll end off one more thing. Is actually this coming week in the conference. When you go to that conference, what you will see is brotherly love.
Amen.
Right? There you'll see, I think the brothers mentioned, you know, the different languages. You have some English speaking, Chinese speaking, Korean speaking, Spanish speaking. See, all of this is the Lord's work to make us one. Right? To bring us, all these ones who are of different backgrounds.
Amen.
To bring us into this oneness and into this one accord. And by participating in the conferences, actually what we're doing is we're enjoying the church life of brotherly love.
Amen.
Amen.
So I praise the Lord for what he's doing in us. May we be the ones who are receiving him to live him out. This is our destiny, that we would express God.
Amen.
And God is love.
Amen.
So may we love God and love one another.
Amen.
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 Amen. For your speaking.
Amen.
Oh Lord, help us to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
So your love could be expressed to others.
Amen.
Oh, thank you because you are love.
Amen.
We love you because you always speak to us.
Amen.
We can love you and love the brothers.
Amen.
Yes, we are your disciples.
Amen.
You say we love you with your love one for us.
Amen.
Amen, Lord.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Lord.
Fill us with your love.
Amen.
So we can love you and love our brothers with the divine love.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we need to take up our cross and follow you.
Amen.
Lord, our natural love will be crossed out.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, have mercy on us, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Lord, thank you for your love.
Amen.
Oh, long suffering and endurance.
Amen. Amen.
Us for so long.
Amen.
Oh, we want to touch your love every day.
Amen.
Oh, enjoy your love every day.
Amen.
So we can love one another.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for a new commitment.
Amen.
Every day we want to have your new commitment.
Amen.
Oh, we want to touch you in a fresh way.
Amen.
Oh, give this week to you.
Amen.
Oh, we pray for your speaking.
Amen.
Oh, so we can practice your love in our daily living.
Amen.
Lord, you make us receive your supply of word every day.
Amen.
Lord, that we may enjoy your love, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, just to, oh Lord, experience you as our source of love.
Amen.
Lord, just to love you back.
Amen.
And love all the saints.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for your sevenfold intensified spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, can enter into our every corner of our whole being.
Amen.
We will be supplied
Amen.
By your speaking, by your timely words.
Amen.
So we can love one another, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for your unconditional love.
Amen.
And long suffering and enduring.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we pray that we will be filled with your life supply.
Amen.
Amen.
Your love.
Amen.
We want to love one another with your love.
Amen.
Lord, thank you that you loved us first.
Amen.
Lord, that we have this life supply within us.
Amen.
Lord, that we don't have to try the love of ourselves.
Amen.
Thank you that you are living in us.
Amen.
Expressing yourself out of us.
Amen.
To be our love for one another.
Amen.